Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 2nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, when Apple first announced its plans to transition from Intel to Apple Silicon at WWDC 2020, the company said it would take around 2 years to fully complete the transition. Now, a new report from Bloomberg details the Apple Silicon roadmap still to come and what to expect over the next 12 months. There had been some speculation about whether Apple would hit that 2-year timeline, and Bloomberg says that Apple will barely meet that goal. So far, we've seen the M1 processor come to the entry-level MacBook Pro, the Mac Mini, the MacBook Air, and the 24-inch iMac. Looking ahead, Bloomberg says the new MacBook Pros with the M1X processors are still on track to be released sometime in the coming months, and a new high-end Mac Mini will come soon after that. Bloomberg reports the iMac will fully transition to Apple Silicon by the end of next year, which presumably is referring to a larger display model, and that a revamped, smaller Mac Mini powered by Apple Silicon is also on track for late 2022. Bloomberg also reaffirms that Apple is still planning one more update to the current Intel Mac Pro as a high-power option for those who can't make the switch to Apple Silicon just yet. The new Apple Silicon-powered Mac Pro is expected to feature a smaller form factor around half the size of the current Mac Pro, but with a similar design language. Apple is believed to be developing chips with 20 cores and 40 cores configurations for use in the smaller Mac Pro. So given that Apple released the first M1-powered Macs in November of 2020, it technically has until November of 2022 to complete the 2-year transition in the promised time frame. In other news today, according to new data shared by IDC, Apple shipped 12.9 million iPads during the second quarter of 2021. This means that Apple shipped more tablets than Samsung and Amazon did combined during the quarter, a statistic that really helped put Apple's dominance in the tablet industry into perspective. According to the IDC data, Samsung and Amazon shipped a combined 12.3 million tablets during the quarter. Samsung accounted for 8 million of those shipments, followed by Amazon with 4.3 million shipments. For Apple, it saw year-over-year growth of 3.5% and total market share of 31.9%, compared to Samsung at 20% and Amazon at 11%. The IDC data shows that although the tablet market had positive growth during the quarter, the growth is starting to slow down after several quarters of exponential growth prompted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Something that's important to keep in mind is that Apple no longer reports unit sales for any of its products, so IDC data estimates for things like the iPad are based on surveys and supply chain research. Apple reported overall revenue from the iPad during the most recent quarter of $7.37 billion, up 12% year over year. Looking ahead through the end of the year, we expect Apple to release a new iPad mini and a new entry-level iPad, both of which could help boost sales into the holiday quarter. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. To celebrate the launch of the new Charge ASAP 25,000 mAh Flash Pro Plus portable charger, we are teaming up with the company to give away Apple's latest MacBook Pro to one lucky reader or listener. The new Charge ASAP Flash Pro Plus aims to be the ultimate portable all-in-one charger with a 25,000 mAh battery capacity, with support for charging your iPhone and Apple Watch wirelessly at the same time, with 15 watts on the magnetic charging pad. You'll also find 3 USB-C ports and 1 USB-A port, and one of those USB-C ports offers up to 100 watts of power delivery, so you can even charge a new MacBook Pro at full speed. For your chance to win Apple's newest M1 MacBook Pro, and to learn more about the new Charge ASAP Flash Pro Plus, hit the link in the show notes. My thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple has registered new Apple Watch models and new MacBooks with the Eurasian Economic Commission. This comes ahead of the rumored introduction of the Apple Watch Series 7 and new M1X MacBook Pros later this year. In total, Apple has registered 2 new MacBook Pro models running macOS Monterey, as well as 6 new Apple Watch models. It's hard to discern too many details from Apple model numbers, but these sorts of database filings are often good indicators of release timetables. In the past, the Eurasian database has revealed upcoming Apple product releases, including the first Apple Silicon Max last year, the iPhone 12, and the Apple Watch Series 6. Apple is required to submit these filings to the EEC before the new products are announced. The Apple Watch Series 7 is expected to feature an all-new design with flat edges similar to the iPhone 12 and the iPad Pro, and it's rumored to come in a new green color for the first time. Bloomberg has reported that the Apple Watch Series 7 will feature thinner display bezels, a faster processor, and updated ultra-wideband technology. This would represent the first significant redesign to the Apple Watch since the Series 4, which was released in 2018. The new MacBook Pros, as we've talked about many times, are expected to feature an M1X processor on the inside and the return of the HDMI port, the SD card slot, and MagSafe for charging. So now that all of these products have hit the Eurasian Economic Commission database, we should officially see a release sometime in the next several months. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.